You're listening to a Mass Attack podcast. Do you suffer from lengthy, heavy, painful periods, stubborn weight gain, and weight loss seems impossible? If you do, it's your hormones, and there are natural treatments that work.
Well, that's right, and it's so true. And if you do suffer from them, you've got to remember you're not alone. And research actually suggests that more than 90 million women around the world suffer from hormone imbalances that cause painful, heavy, irregular periods. And so that means, you know, month after month, they suffer through the debilitating symptoms of endofibroids, PCOS, or polycystic ovarian syndrome, or really heavy bleeding, and often they ignore it, or they're told that it's normal. Month after month, they experience the weight gain and find that, you know, pretty much weight loss is impossible, and it's all because of their hormones.
So how successful are natural treatments for really painful, heavy periods?
Oh, look, I actually love treating women with painful heavy periods and weight gain because we do actually get such a good result. Naturopathically, there's a lot of herbs that we can use by changing your diet as well, and we actually guide our patients into the right dietary changes to make. And it's not as simple as actually picking up a book and saying, I'll go and do this, like, you know, Endo 1000 treatments or something like that. It's about finding out what's triggering those hormonal responses as well. And so that's where we come into it with your dietary changes. But pretty much over the years, I've helped a lot of women heal their symptoms and achieve weight loss naturally. So you don't have to suffer the pain in silence, and it's not as easy as just popping a pill to cover it up. I guess when you read through the success stories that you find on my website, you really get a feel of how effective natural treatments are.
Absolutely. On average, how many women would you think would suffer from those heavy periods worldwide?
Yeah. Okay. Well, look, there's some fantastic stats on that. I mean, like I've said already, you know, 90 million women suffer from endo and hormonal disturbances causing painful periods and weight gain, especially weight gain around the middle for no reason. But as many as 77% of women actually have fibroids, but they might not be aware of it, and that can be causing really heavy periods and period pain. And often because the pain's only worse for a certain few days of the month, once it's gone, it's sort of out of mind, out of sight. So you've got, you sort of forget about it again. But what's happening is the fibroid, or the thing that's actually causing it, is actually getting bigger. And it's important because it can actually affect other organs. But up to 30% of women who've got PCOS, that's causing, you know, really fast weight gain and painful periods, might not even have an idea that they've got it. But 30%, and that's a large number. So if you sort of put all those stats together and you think about it, that's a lot of women who are affected by reproductive disorders that are causing weight gain.
Absolutely.
And now, some of those women, it's not even diagnosed properly.
Yeah, well, I think I've mentioned to you my story. I had both endometriosis and fibroids, and I didn't know I had endo until I went to have the fibroids removed. And when they were removed, they discovered the extensiveness of the endo at the same time.
Exactly. That's right. And look, exactly. And you're not alone on that. What you find is women will actually go in for a completely different reason as well. I mean, I've had patients that have gone in for an appendicitis, and they've discovered a massive fibroid, and they've said, well, you know, have you had heavy periods over time? Well, yeah, I have, but I was just told to take some iron afterwards.
Yeah.
But
good old iron.
And pop a couple of painkillers, you'll be okay, kind of thing. And I guess working and being devoted to women's health, I think it's really important to get that message across that, you know, as women, we need to work together and make sure that those sorts of things are actually identified, and it might actually be that you're actually talking to another woman and she's saying, oh, what's wrong? Oh, I've just really got this really bad period pain today. Oh. And, you know, if you know about this stuff, and you women generally talk quite open about this stuff these days. Well, I know we do in the office.
Yeah. Your office might be slightly different to the average one, however.
Possibly. There's a good point there. But generally, you know, girls talk, and it could be, well, look, have you thought about the fact that you might have a fibroid? Do you think you might need to go and get that checked out? Go and talk to your doctor, because, you know, my period's not like that. So maybe there is a problem there that you need to get looked at. And, you know, it's really good. You can pick it up in ultrasound, and you can't you can't just ignore it.
You know, I think it's really interesting. You just made a point there when you said, well, mine's not like that. I think a lot of women, and especially when you're a young girl, if your mother had painful periods, she will sort of talk to you and say, oh, look, this is just something you have to accept. Whereas in reality, you shouldn't actually feel anything at all.
Correct. Exactly. Look, exactly. And that is such a really important point, because period pain is not normal. Mm. Full stop. I don't care what anybody says. Look, you might get a little bit of pain, and you might actually feel that little bit of heaviness before the onset of your period. And you might think, oh, okay, I'm getting my period. But you shouldn't be in debilitating pain. And look, I'm sorry, but if you have to take a painkiller for your period pain, then you need to get it looked into, because you shouldn't have to. And it's not normal.
Why didn't I meet you 30 years ago?
I know. It's because we didn't have the internet.
That's true. That's true. I suffered all my life with painful, heavy periods from day one.
Yeah, exactly. And it's true. Like, you know, if your mum suffered it, if your mum suffered it, and maybe even her sister or, you know, close family, genetic family members did, and they suffered it, because then that to them, period pain is normal.
Mm.
That's what they're used to. And, you know, sometimes they will say, well, I suffered it. What's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is it's not about you having to tough it out to prove a point to anybody. It's about the fact that it's not normal. It's a warning sign from your body to say things are going on and we really need to have a look at it further. So please help me.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
It's your body talking to you. It's your body telling you to do something about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Narelle, in the 10 years or so that you've been treating women for these problems, what is the most natural treatments available for rectifying the problem?
Oh, look, absolutely. Look, first and foremost, I normally like to understand what I'm working with from that patient. So I might actually ask for some further testings as a first protocol. It just depends on the severity of the woman's symptoms and the whole looking at her at a whole. Pretty much there's beautiful herbs that we can use, and liquid herbal tonics is a fantastic way, because we can really tailor it towards exactly what you need. But it's really good to be able to sort of get in there, increase energy and blood flow and decrease the stagnation, especially with endo, to those areas, get it all healthy again, get oxygen down to the area in the cells. And herbs are a fantastic way of doing that. And there's also different enzymes that we can use to actually help to break down growths and adhesions that aren't meant to be there. So there's lots of ways that we can work with your heavy periods and increasing a normal, happy, you know, happy, healthy period and blood flow. There's also, you know, other things that we use is castor oil packs, which are a great way in conjunction with other your other remedies and your other dietary changes. And castor oil packs are such an old-fashioned remedy, but they're fantastic and helping to remove congestion, because a lot of the pain is from congestive buildup as well. Yeah, so as a naturopath and a herbalist, look, working with period pain is one of the things, you know, period pain, yep, we're in there. We can actually really help to get to the cause of it and to help to clear it up.
Fabulous. Thanks, Narelle.